If you're a listener with whom I've had the honor of working, welcome back. Great to have you tune in for my podcast. I hope that we work together again very shortly. If you're new to my podcast, I'm delighted to have you join. My intention is to have you find tremendous benefit in this podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Please Be Seated. Last month, my topic was You Add Value. In my prior podcast, I presented 11 ideas emanating from Young Entrepreneurs Council. I started off with continually demonstrating a mission of improvement, and I concluded with the importance of nurturing client relationships. In between were specific ways to meet client needs and to ensure that you're adding value. Well, now that 30 days have elapsed since my last podcast, I hope that you received information that you can readily apply where you find you most need it. Let's move on to this month's podcast. Please consider if this topic applies to you or to someone whom you know, either professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. Of course, it's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, please ask yourself, does this describe you, or does it describe someone who works for you, or possibly someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. For over two decades, I'm very proud to tell you that I'm frequently sought out to help business professionals in diverse industries as a corporate communication and speech specialist. My clients, like you, are business professionals with significant experience in their industries. Additionally, my clients recognize the value of public speaking and strive to sound their best. The question is, do you? In sounding their best, they often want to know if room setup makes a difference. The short answer is, absolutely. Maybe that's a topic you even think about. As public speakers, we all need to address this subject. Now, the good news is that there are a variety of choices, and that brings us to this podcast. Given the title of this podcast, Please Be Seated, let's go ahead and discuss some options. As we review the four most common choices, please keep in mind room size and how much audience members interact. Each style, of course, has its pluses and its negatives. The first style I want to present to you is classroom. Tables and chairs are placed in parallel rows facing the front of the room. Now, the advantages of classroom include the interaction is facilitated between presenter and audience. Also, this style is very effective for note-taking and electronic devices. The disadvantages of classroom style include, first of all, it's not as good for interacting with other participants. Additionally, for audience members who may choose to be seated at the back, they may have difficulty seeing the presenter. The next style I want to share with you is called chevron. Tables and chairs are set similar to classroom style. However, they are angled. Now, the advantages of chevron include, first of all, it encourages more discussion. It also creates a more enclosed feel. Finally, it's also good for note-taking and the use of electronic devices. The disadvantages of chevron include, it may limit the line of vision. And additionally, while there is improved interaction among participants as compared to classroom, it's still not quite ideal. The next style I want to share with you is called theater. In this style, all chairs are in rows facing the front of the room with no tables. That's correct, no tables. Usually, there is a row down the center to gain access to center seating. Advantages of theater include optimal use of space, and it also happens to be quite good for passive learning. The disadvantages of theater include it may restrict the comfort level of attendees. Additionally, there is minimal interaction with both the presenter as well as the participants. And third, theater style is not conducive for note-taking. The last style I want to mention is called U-shape. In this style, tables are placed in a U-shape with one end open. Chairs are placed around the perimeter. Now, the advantages of U-shape include that it encourages interaction between the presenter as well as the attendees. Also, the U-shape is excellent for engagement among audience members. The disadvantages of U-shape include the capacity for seating isn't quite optimal. Additionally, most of the participants are viewing the presenter from the side, which may be uncomfortable in longer sessions. As mentioned, these are four of the most common seating arrangements. It helps to know what the intention is of your presentation and then decide which seating arrangement is best. Determine how these choices apply to you and to your individual circumstances. Ultimately, only you know what will serve you best and prove most advantageous. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or speaking expert, and this will help you establish consistency and accountability. If you'd like my assistance to strengthen your business communication and to be more cognizant of seating, I'd be happy to offer help. Remember, seating is essential, so please be seated. Feel free to connect with me by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Your individual situation is unique. And if I may help you or possibly members of your team, let's go ahead and discuss your priorities. Until next month, I wish all of you profitable speech. Thank you.